Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Ken Tinsler is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Ken is the CEO of Spiderworks. This is a branding and marketing firm out of the great state of great city of Toronto and also, I think, New York. He's the co-author of the 90% Rule, which we've talked about on the show before. They got a brand new book coming out called Cause of Disturbance, which is what we're going to talk about today. Ken Tinsler, welcome back to the show.
Well, thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back, and congratulations on the new book. You and I are probably going to launch our next books about the same time. And Ken, I tell men that when you write a book, writing a book is as close as a man can come to feeling like you're birthing a baby. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. It's a lot of work and a different kind of pain, but
exactly. Hey, Ken, one of the things that I've been telling my audience for 15 years more than 15 years, is that there's not really anything different about change over the last two or three millennia, really. A computer is just a fancy wheel. Electricity is just a fancy fire. But what has changed about change is the velocity of change. That's the only real, in my opinion, the only thing that's really different today than, say, 100 or 200 years ago, is from one model generation to the next, the time between those two is really getting compressed. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely, and that's the whole essence to Cause a Disturbance, is that rallying call, you know, to tell people that, yeah, the old days we used to have corporate retreats once a year, we come up with a good idea, and we might ride it for 1, 2, 3, 4 years, but now...
Dine out on that for a couple of years.
but now the great companies, every 6 months, you're seeing something new, and through social media, they're actually interacting every day with their customers. So, you know, you just can't sit back and relax anymore.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's one of the things I know you talk about in your book is innovating not as a means to an end, but as a way of life. Talk to us about that.
Well, yeah, and, you know, I heard a great speaker say, you know, today things aren't usually broken. They're simply obsolete. So it's a matter of not becoming obsolete. It's a matter of always looking for that next way to engage, entertain, educate your customers, and understanding that it doesn't have to be rocket science. You know, I'm standing on a quarter waiting for a cab now, and I get a text that says, you know, cab 118 is 1 mile away. That's process innovation, and it's so successful because it answers a customer pain point. Where's my cab? How long am I going to be waiting?
Right.
So I think that's what I, you know, really walk through in the book is that innovation can be simple. It doesn't have to be breakthrough. I go to the other end of the scale, too, but I think we all get hung up on how big and how monumental we think every change has to be, and it just doesn't.
Well, one of the things that I talk about for small business owners, is that to innovate, as you just said, doesn't mean that you create the next killer app or the next thing that saves the world, something you must patent. Any little trade secret, any little wrinkle, any adjustments you make to something that you're already doing as a response to a customer expectation or to the marketplace or to, you know, whatever, anything you do like that is innovation, and you should identify it and take credit for it.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, you talk about the customer and working to their needs. I mean, again, if you listen to Jeff Bezos of Amazon, he always says about working backwards from our customer and always rethinking how we can, you know, better satisfy them along that continuum. And And yeah, I'm working with a professional services firm, and they say, gee, all of us in professional services know it. After a while, people think, well, what are you really doing for me for that one monthly retainer? And I say, well, tell them. Every month, give them those top 3 to 5 points. I mean, you know, your customers don't want to read 20 pages a month, but the way you deliver the information, the way you communicate your value, it can be very simple. It can, again, working backwards from your customer. What do they need to know? What value can you bring to them? Those are the questions you got to be asking yourself, and you're absolutely right. It can be simple. It can be bullet points in the way you communicate things. It can be small changes in the way that you interact with your customer, and it's all innovation.
Well, and one of the ways that I've been trying to get small business owners to think about it a little bit more is to not just think about it as innovation, because that's the verb, that's what you're doing, you're innovating. But what you're producing when you innovate is intellectual property, and that's something that you can give a name, you can name it, you can brand it, you can register it, you can have it anointed by the government. You can sell it you can license it, you can sell it. So if you think of that your innovation might actually turn into something, that could be valuable outside of your building, that's another way to think of innovation. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. And I think too often we don't recognize all the gems that we've created in the life of a business. And I think one of the things I tell people is stop thinking about your business as a commodity. Think about the platform that you're providing to your customer. And I think that drives them to start, documenting exactly what you're talking about. I mean, let's look at Howard Schultz and Starbucks. I mean, he never thought of it as a coffee shop. He always thought about it as a meeting place. He wanted there to be three key areas to meet: home office and Starbucks. Now, I think that recognition that I'm not a commodity, I'm not a coffee shop or, provider of a cup of coffee, I'm a meeting place. I'm about human interaction. And when you think about your business in those terms and get away from the day-to-day, I think it all makes more sense. And I think that you start thinking the way you're talking. What are those things that add up together that create intellectual property, that create a difference that I can patent or create a process around?
And when we come back, I want to get Ken to talk to us about How do we really apply all of this and really stay up to date, stay current, stay relevant with our customers? Ken, you want to give us a website quickly, please?
CauseOfDisturbance.com.
CauseOfDisturbance.com. Pretty easy, folks. 20 after, right back with Ken Tenser. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.